This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's election process begins this week with the start of local party caucuses and assemblies. CPR Public Affairs editor Megan Verlee reports this is one way candidates become eligible for primaries.
In Colorado, candidates can collect petition signatures to get on the ballot, or they can go through the caucus and assembly process. Now, getting signatures can be more sure, but it's more expensive. So a lot of candidates use these party meetings to qualify for the June primary ballot.
CPR's Megan Verlee. The primary is in June. A piece of legislation to give Colorado student teachers a stipend has cleared its first hurdle. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
College deans say the number one reason people drop out of teacher prep programs is they can't afford to student teach. MSU Denver School of Education Dean Elizabeth Hind.
This bill is a game changer for the profession. With the exodus of so many teachers and the pipeline of new teachers dwindling and being choked, the situation is more dire than it's ever been.
Students in a 16-week residency could get an $11,000 stipend, double that for longer programs. The bill also requires state education officials to develop alternatives to a costly test that new teachers must pass. Right now, about half fail it. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Douglas County School Board has named two finalists for superintendent. The announcement comes after weeks of pitched battles after the board's conservative majority fired a popular superintendent. The finalists are Aaron Kane, a charter school leader and former interim superintendent, and Danny Windsor, a longtime district administrator and former principal. The finalists are being interviewed in a public stream session today. Along the Front Range, sunny with highs around 70, chilly weather will return this weekend. This is CPR and KRCC.